Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 29th of June 2024. Essence. Sweet children, everything you can see, including your bodies, is to be destroyed. You souls now have to return home, and you must therefore forget this old world. Question. With which words can you give the Father's message to everyone? Answer. Tell everyone that the unlimited Father has come to give the unlimited inheritance. The time of limited inheritances has now come to an end. That is, devotion has now come to an end. The kingdom of Ravan is now ending. The Father has come to liberate you from Ravan's jail of the five vices. This is the most auspicious confluence age, and you therefore have to make effort and become those with divine virtues. If you only understand that this is the most auspicious confluence age, your stage can become elevated. Om Shanti. What are you spiritual children doing now? You are sitting in unadulterated remembrance. One is unadulterated remembrance, and the other is adulterated remembrance. When unadulterated remembrance or unadulterated devotion first begins, everyone worships Shiva. He alone is God, the highest on high. He is also the Father and the teacher. He teaches you. What does he teach you? He changes you from human beings into deities. It takes you children 84 births to change from deities into human beings, and it only takes a second to change from human beings into deities. You children know that you are sitting in remembrance of the Father. He is also our teacher and Satguru. The yoga he teaches us is to stay in the remembrance of One. He himself says, O souls, O children, renounce all bodily relationships, because you now have to return home. This old world is now changing. You no longer have to stay here. They have created armaments, etc., to destroy the old world. Natural calamities will also help. Destruction definitely has to take place. You are at the most auspicious confluence age. You souls know that we are now to return home. This is why the Father says, you have to renounce this old world and these old bodies. Everything you see in this world, including your bodies, is to be destroyed. Even bodies have to be destroyed. We souls now have to return home. We will not be able to go to the new world without first going back home. You are now making effort to become the most elevated human beings. Deities are the most elevated human beings. The highest of all is the incorporeal Father. Then, in the human world, the deities are the highest. They too are human beings, but they have divine virtues. Then they become those with devilish traits. You now have to change from having devilish traits to having divine virtues. You have to go to the Golden Age. Who has to go there? You children have to go there. You children are studying and also teaching others. You just have to give the Father's message. The unlimited Father has come to give the unlimited inheritance. Limited inheritances are now coming to an end. The Father has explained that all human beings are in Ravan's jail of the five vices. All continue to take sorrow. They just receive dry chapatis. The Father comes and liberates you all from Ravan's jail and makes you constantly happy. No one apart from the Father can change human beings into deities. You are sitting here to change from human beings into deities. It is now the Iron Age, and there are many religions. The Father himself sits here and gives you children the introduction of the Creator and the creation. You just used to say God and Supreme Soul. You didn't know that he is also your father, teacher and guru. He is called the Satguru. He is called the immortal image too. You are called souls and human beings. That immortal image is now sitting on the throne of this body. He doesn't take birth. So the immortal image, the Father, explains to you children, I do not have a chariot of my own, so how can I purify you children? I need a chariot. Even the immortal image needs a throne. It is human beings who have immortal thrones. No one else has this throne. Each one of you needs a throne. That soul, the immortal image, is present here. He is the Father of all. He is called the Great Death. He does not enter into rebirth. You souls enter into rebirth. I come at the confluence age of the cycle. Devotion is called the night, and this knowledge is called the day. Remember this very firmly. There are just two main things, Alpha and Beta, the Father and the Sovereignty. The Father comes and gives you the Sovereignty. He teaches you how to attain it. This is why this is also called a school. God speaks. God is incorporeal. There also has to be his part. He is God, the highest on high, and everyone remembers him. The Father says, there isn't a human being on the path of devotion who doesn't remember me. Everyone remembers me in his or her heart. O God, O Liberator, O God the Father. He is the Father of all souls. He must definitely give unlimited happiness. Limited fathers give limited happiness. No one knows that the Father has now come and that he says, children, break away from everyone else and remember me, your Father, alone. The Father has also told you that you reside as deities in the new world. There is limitless happiness there. There is no end to that happiness there. In a new house there is always happiness, whereas in an old house, sorrow is experienced. This is why a father has a new house built for his children. The intellect's yoga of his children is diverted to the new house. That is something limited. The unlimited father is now creating the new world. Whatever you see in the old world is to turn into a graveyard. The land of angels is now being established. You are at the confluence age. You can see the Iron Age and also the Golden Age. At the confluence age, you see everything as detached observers. When people come to the exhibitions or museums, make them aware of the confluence age. On this side is the Iron Age, and on the other side is the Golden Age, and we are in the middle. The Father is establishing the new world, where there are very few human beings. None of those of other religions go there. Only you go there first of all. You are now making effort to go to heaven. You called out to be made pure by me, saying, O Baba, purify us and take us to the pure world. You don't say, take us to the land of peace. The supreme abode is called the sweet home. We now have to return to the home, which is also called the land of liberation. It is for this that the sannyasis, etc., give teachings. They cannot give any knowledge of the land of happiness. They belong to the path of isolation. You children have been told which religion comes at what time. In the human world tree, there is first your foundation. The seed is called the Lord of the tree. The Father says, I, the Lord of the tree, reside up above. When the tree reaches a state of complete decay, I come to establish the deity religion. There is a wonderful banyan tree which is standing without any foundation. In this unlimited tree too, the original eternal deity religion doesn't exist. All the other religions exist here. You were residents of the incorporeal world, and you came down here to play your parts. You children play all round parts. Therefore, there is a maximum of 84 births and a minimum of one birth. People then speak of 8.4 million births. They don't understand who would have these births. The Father comes and explains to you children that you take 84 births. You are the ones who become separated from me first. At first, golden aged deities exist. When those souls are playing their parts here, where have all the other souls gone? Only you know that all the rest of the souls are in the land of peace at that time. So the land of peace is separate. However, there is just this world. The parts are enacted here. In the new world, you have to play parts of happiness, whereas in the old world, you have to play parts of sorrow. This is a play about happiness and sorrow. That is the kingdom of Rama. No human being in the world knows how the world cycle turns. They neither know the creator, nor the beginning, the middle, nor the end of creation. Only the one father is called the ocean of knowledge. The knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, middle, and end of creation is not mentioned in any of the scriptures. I tell you this, and it then disappears. It doesn't remain in the golden age. Only the ancient easy Raja Yoga of Bharat has been remembered. The name Raja Yoga is also mentioned in the Gita. The father teaches you Raja Yoga and gives you the inheritance of the kingdom. You cannot receive the inheritance from the creation. You receive the inheritance from the Father, the Creator. Each human being is a creator, because each one creates children. They are limited Brahmas, and this one is the unlimited Brahma. That one is the father of incorporeal souls. A physical father is a worldly father, whereas this one is Prajapita, father of humanity. When does Prajapita have to exist? In the golden age? No. He has to exist at the most auspicious confluence age. People don't know when the golden age exists. They have said that the golden and iron ages, etc., last for hundreds of thousands of years. The father explains, each age is 1,250 years. There has to be the account of 84 births. There also has to be the account of the ladder, showing how you come down. First, there are the deities as the foundation. After them come those of Islam and the Buddhist religion. The father has also explained to you the secrets of the tree. No one except the father can teach you this. People ask you, how were these pictures made? Who taught you that? Tell them, Baba showed them to us in trance and we then created them here. Then the father enters this chariot and corrects them by saying, do it like this and that. He corrects them himself. Sri Krishna is called Shyam Sundar, but people cannot understand why he is called that. When he was the master of paradise, he was beautiful, and then when he became a village urchin, he became ugly, and this is why he is called Shyam Sundar. He is the one who comes first. The same applies to you. The kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan continues. Who establishes the original eternal deity religion? No one knows that. They have forgotten Bharat and said that the Hindus are residents of Hindustan. I only come in Bharat. There used to be the kingdom of the deities in Bharat, and that has now disappeared. I come to establish it once again. First of all, there is the original eternal deity religion. This tree continues to grow. New leaves, sects, and cults come at the end. So they also add to the beauty. Then at this time, when the whole tree reaches a state of total decay, I come once again. It is said, whenever there is extreme irreligiousness, I come. Souls do not know themselves or the Father. You continue to insult yourselves, the Father, and the deities. When you become tamopradan and senseless, I come. I have to come into the impure world. You give human beings the donation of life, that is, you change human beings into deities. You remove them from all sorrow and that too for half a cycle. It is remembered. Salutations to you, mothers. Who are the mothers whom you praise? You mothers are the ones who make the whole world into heaven. Although there are men here too, the majority of you are mothers. This is why the Father praises you mothers. The Father comes and makes you worthy of so much praise. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to go to the world of limitless happiness, stand at the confluence. Become a detached observer, and while seeing everything, connect your intellect in yoga to the new world. Let it remain in your intellect that you are now to return home. 2. Give everyone the donation of life and do the service of changing human beings into deities. Study with the Unlimited Father and also teach others. Imbibe and inspire others to imbibe divine virtues. Blessing. May you be a fortunate soul and constantly sing songs of wah wah while performing elevated acts according to the elevated time. At this elevated time, constantly sing songs of wah wah in your mind while performing elevated acts. Wah, my elevated acts. Or, wah, Baba who teaches me to perform elevated acts. So constantly sing songs of wah, wah. Do not let words of desperation emerge, even by mistake, out of sorrow. Even when you see any scenes of sorrow. Wah, drama, wah. Wah, Baba, wah. The fortune you never thought or dreamt about, you received while sitting at home. Maintain the intoxication of this fortune. Slogan: make your mind and intellect so powerful that you remain unshakable and immovable in any upheaval. Om Shanti.